Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Friday, August 20th at 2010 at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Gail Wojnar, host of Inspiration Talk Radio, sitting in for Jeff Copper today. By the way, you can catch me on Inspiration Talk Radio by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. /inspiration-talk. Today's topic is, unexpectedly, I changed what I attended to. Then I realized I was coached. Okay, thank God I'm done with the script Jeff gave me, and I'm ready to move on to talk about some of the ideas that he and I shared for some of the things to cover in today's session. First of all, I just wanted to say I hope everybody's having a fabulous Friday. Thank you for joining the show today. And what I kind of want to focus on is talk a little bit about my relationship with Jeff, and then some of the great things that have come out of that relationship in terms of shifting kind of what I've been was paying attention to previously and how it kind of gave me a new way to look at things, a solution that works in some cases where I was kind of running up against a stumbling block. So Jeff and I have been working together for the past 2 years. I help him a bit with his newsletter, and he and I bounce some ideas for my business together, you know, around, and he gives me ideas and some feedback, and in the process there's some coaching that goes on. And so for any of you that have worked with Jeff or that know Jeff, you know, he's masterful at coaching, and he has a way of doing it so sometimes you don't even know that he's doing it. And that's what happened to me quite a bit when, you know, when he and I would just be having these discussions, is that sometimes it would be like, oh, aha, I just got coached and I didn't even realize that I did, number one, and number two, that in that process I shifted from what I was paying attention to something completely different. And so I have a couple things that I wanted to share with regard to how that kind of evolved for me. And the first one, and this was like one of the first calls he and I ever had together, and I was talking to him. He was going through asking me questions about how I do certain things, and I was saying that I was frustrated because I had so many things I needed to get done, and I didn't feel like I could ever really manage the list, and that I'd look in my office and I'd see clutter everywhere, and I just didn't really kind of know how to get organized, and should I put together a list? Should I put together a schedule? You know, these were some of the questions that I asked Jeff, and one of the things he brought to my attention, and I didn't even realize it, was that when I looked around at my office at all the things that I had to do, that was kind of like my to-do list. So it was really hard for me to get motivated because everywhere I looked, I saw things to do. And so we kind of came up with a strategy for the best way for me to move forward with that was moving the stuff out of my sight. That if it was out of my sight, then I couldn't necessarily focus on it because it wasn't in plain view, and it could help me get focused on doing some of the other things that I wanted to do. So I removed those things, and as I was removing them, you know, it's kind of like a mental check, like, okay, I need to take care of this, I need to take care of this, I need to take care of this, but not now. And I don't need to be reminded of it every time I come into my office and I'm getting ready to do something creative or to have some type of conversation or whatever the case may be. It's getting in my way. So I actually took about removing the stuff from my office. Some of it I put out in the living room, and some of it I put into drawers. And so once I had a clear space and those visual reminders were gone, it freed me up to do things that I needed to do. And so that was kind of one of the first aha moments. That was one of the first times I realized I was coached, and I unexpectedly changed what I was attending to, what I was paying attention to. And one of the bigger issues, one of the key things that Jeff and I have been working on for the last 2 years is this idea of, you know, kind of what am I supposed to be doing in this world? What are my skills? What are my talents? What are the things I'm good at? And to start all this, when I first started working with Jeff, I said to him when he asked me what I do for a living, I said, well, you know, I'm a writer. And so we talked a little bit about what the writing looked like, and, you know, what kind of writing I did, and how I had viewed myself and the label that I had put on myself for all these years, you know, walking around the world thinking, you know, I'm a writer. And what we discovered after all of our time of working together is that writing is one of the things I do, okay? But it's not in its totality all of what I am. So what we started discovering was that that's one of the ways in which I express myself, and there are also other ways. And really, at the end of the day, the core thing that I am is really not a writer. It's really more about a people person, someone that's out and about talking to people. I get inspired by people, conversations with people, living life, watching a television show, reading a book. That inspiration hits me everywhere. And as a result of it, sometimes I may write about it, sometimes I may talk about it, sometimes I might draw about it. Whatever I decide to do, the point is what my skill is, what my talent is, what I'm drawn to is really inspiration. And so once we began to discover that, and I started shifting the attention from thinking of myself as a writer to really more thinking of myself as an inspirer, as a communicator, as a motivator, we began to start looking at me and what I do differently. So, and at first, I didn't really get it. I didn't really get it at all. And Jeff would say, well, Gail, you know, why don't you just take your, you know, yourself and go down to the coffee shop and just kind of see what inspires you and talk to people and just kind of float on a breeze and see what comes your way. And I was like, what? What do you mean by that? I don't understand that. And so he would say that all the time. And it was only after working together and really owning this idea that, Gail, you know, you're not only a writer, you may be proficient at it, you may make a living at it at times, but it's not really what you do, it's not really what you love, it's just kind of a function. It's one of the things you do well, but it's not the only thing. And so once I began to own that and accept that and say, okay, well, let's start looking at other possibilities, to start really thinking about what it is I should be doing. And so, and that has been a process as well. But first it took the shift. It took like, oh, okay, I'm not just a writer. And Jeff has just coached me. So that was the first step. And then through a series of discussions, I began to see what he was talking about. I began to see that being inspired and being motivated, all those kinds of things, those are what spark me to write. Those are what spark me to do other kinds of creative things. So then I began to understand what he was talking about, get out there and just see what happens. And when I get inspired and when I get motivated, that's when I get these incredible creative ideas. And in that discussion, at a certain point, we decided that, well, hey, what about a radio show? There's a perfect opportunity for you to get on and talk about what inspires you. Talk about what motivates you. And it doesn't have to be scripted. It doesn't have to be anything that's defined, because let me step back a bit. But that is one of the things that gets in my way. That always feels very heavy to me when I have to script something or I have to stick to a certain format or feel like I'm boxed in any way, shape, or form. I like to be free just to kind of, you know, as Jeff said, float on a breeze. Why didn't get it? Now I do. So we started the radio show, and we did things a bit differently, because one of the other things that I always had a hard time with was that anytime I would come up with an idea, I would immediately go into planning mode, and I'm not a really good planner. That's not really my strong suit. So I would go into thinking like, oh, okay, well, I need a website, and I need this to happen, and I need that to happen. So then what would happen is, at a certain point, the joy and the beauty and that inspirational moment would be gone, and I'd be stuck in the details, stuck in having to have it work a certain way, and then it became hard. It became uninspiring and unmotivational. And so that used to be kind of a theme in my life where I would just get stuck. So we decided to do the radio show differently. We decided not to put any parameters around it, not to plan it out in any way, but just to go with it. So that kind of came up with the name, and let's just see what evolves. Let's just see what happened, which was completely different for me, because in my mind, I had always paid attention to the fact that when you start a business or you do something, it has to be done a certain way. That was my training. That's my background. That's, you know, kind of the way things have always been approached. It was completely different. But guess what? It worked. because I've been like, you know, a year and a couple months into this show, and sometimes I just get these ideas like, oh, I'm going to do an inspiration boot camp, or hey, Jeff, let's, you know, I've got an idea for a show. You want to be a guest host on it? And off we go. And they're all around ideas of inspiration, but sometimes it's what about inspires me in the moment. So that's how I treat my inspiration boot camp. It's what's inspiring me in the moment, and I get on and I talk about it. Or I say, hey, Jeff, I got this great idea. It's something that's really inspiring. It's a great topic. You want to come on and talk to me about it? But the beauty and of it all, and one of the key points is that it's not scripted. It's not anything that I plan, and that was something that was really different. And that was another way in which Jeff coached me. And along those lines is I began to develop this business from the back forward, which is very different than, as I said, I've done it before. It's just kind of like, let's just see what works and then build the business around that. And another one of the key things that that's come out of that is, for example, I have a newsletter now. And I find sometimes that the newsletter gets heavy. It gets heavy for me because I feel like I have to do it a certain way. That's part of my writing training. That's part of what I do for, you know, for a living. So I feel like when you do a newsletter, it's got to be done a certain way. Well, guess what? The newsletter is not getting done in the way it needs to get done because I'm so focused on, well, let me create these various sections. Well, I'm going to have an intro, and then I'm going to make sure it links to my Facebook and my Twitter page, and I'm going to make sure that I have something about health and something about this. And I had this conversation with Jeff, and I said, Jeff, the newsletter isn't moving anywhere. I'm feeling uninspired. It's not working for me. It feels like a chore. It feels heavy. And so he said, well, Gail, why does it have to be a certain way? Why can't it just be what it is? He said, you're not that type of person. And so one of the things that I will say is Jeff has had to work really hard with me because I, you know, it's hard when you have a belief system or you have a certain way of doing things to change that. But then when the change comes, sometimes it's unexpected and it's profound. And so at first he said it to me, and I was like, well, I'm not so sure. Like, what do you mean? It's going to be different every week, and people aren't going to know what they're going to expect. And he said, don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to what works for you, when you're inspired, when you're motivated, and don't necessarily have to keep it a certain way. And guess what? That freed me up. That freed me up to do this the way I do it. And I've had much more success, and I'm actually hit up another roadblock recently because – again, I'm starting to feel like it's too heavy. So, you know, I can take what Jeff has taught me, what I've learned through working with Jeff, and I can apply that and say, you know what? I can completely redesign this newsletter if I want to. I can do it however I want. And so that was like a key lesson for me. And so these are some of the things that, you know, I've noticed, some of the key details I've noticed in working with Jeff about shifting my attention and the whole coaching process. And it's an evolution. I mean, it truly is. I mean, that's the beauty of coaching, is it's sometimes it can happen quickly and sometimes it's a process of discovery, you know, where you really get to learn about yourself. You have to be willing to do the work, but once you figure out who you are and you figure out, well, so how do you naturally do things? And is it working or is it not working? And then Jeff will give you a different way of looking at it. And then all of a sudden it's like, aha, there's a shift. And then you begin to have a solution, a way of doing it that's different than you did before. But guess what? It equals success. And so that's been my experience. And I'm, you know, really happy to be here today to share it because it's been profound. It's really changed my life in many ways. I'm doing a radio show, which I love. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and it's this idea of just going out. And sometimes I'm at the beach. I capture a picture, or I have something that happens to me, and I have a place to go with it now, and I have this coaching process and Jeff to thank for that. And so I want to conclude this edition of Attention Talk Radio. It's about that time. We just have a few minutes left, and I want to say thank you very much for joining us. For more information on future shows, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio, and to catch me on my show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiration-talk. Thank you so much.